715 100.7 WHUD with Mike and Casey. Hollywood has George Clooney. Westchester has George Latimer. Good morning, sir.
The Westchester County executive joins us. And how are you, sir? What's new?
Good morning, Mike. Well, you know, we always try to give you some good news in what is an otherwise, you know, difficult story to report on. But two things are worth mentioning this morning. First of all, it is definitely true that we have now flattened the curve, certainly in Westchester County. I assume that's true in the neighboring counties. But now we've had a steady decrease in the number of active cases, and we're under 9,000 active cases of COVID. Given the fact that we have 25,000 people that tested positive, that is good news. And it's a steady drop now. We dropped below 9,000 cases yesterday, and that's a positive. And the other positive is the number of people who are hospitalized right now in Westchester County. We've dropped below 1,000. And we were up around 1,200 or more than that at a peak period of time. So the trend line's going in the right direction. Obviously, you know, only a person with a crystal ball can tell you what's going to happen as we go forward. But if things hold up the way they are, we're making a slow, steady descent from our what would be our local peak, and that's a good thing. And then the other thing to mention is we have put into place a two-tier program to give a helping hand to the property taxpayers out there. We put in a tier program where if you're suffering from economic hardship because of this COVID situation, you can have your Westchester County property taxes delayed deadline date from April 30th, which is coming up, you know, in a week, off to July 15th. Now, you have to apply to your local tax assessor, sign a form, and a couple of other factors apply. It also applies to people in small businesses and also to people who have income from a little rental situation, like, you know, mom rents out the other two apartments in the building and they're not paying rent, and so she's got trouble. So that rolling it off until July 15th without penalty gives you some breathing space. Maybe it'll work out where it kicks in that all these federal programs will come to your door. So to give you a little bit of help with the taxes, to see that things are trending down, you know, we hope on a dreary day that we get a little bit of good news.
All right, so if I want to delay my property taxes in Westchester, I should go to my local tax assessor, assuming they're in their office?
Yes, you call them. I mean, you know, Casey, nobody is doing much in person these days. Today being the 24th of the month, taxes would be due in 6 days. So you live in a city, you live in a town, you call the local tax office or you go online and you say, I'm having trouble paying my taxes. The bills are due April 30th. I'd like to apply to delay my taxes in July 15th. They'll check to see if you're on the STAR program. Obviously, you're paying your taxes directly. You're not paying them through an escrow account, if you have a mortgage or something like that. And then they'll give you a form. You have to sign it, and it'll assert that, you know, you have this economic, downturn in your life. You know, you may want to specify, I lost my job or my spouse lost their job, whatever the factors are. That will be accepted, and then you will have until July 15th to make a tax payment.
We're talking with George Latimer, Westchester County Executive. So it doesn't excuse what you owe in taxes. It just delays it without penalty, right?
Right, correct. And, you know, if the governments were fiscally solvent, we'd have a different situation. But right now, if you talk to anybody in small businesses, they're hurting. You talk to individuals, they're hurting. Well, the governments are in the same boat. We've lost a tremendous amount of sales tax because the society has been shut down. Hotel occupancy tax, that's down because hotels are practically empty now. So, you know, we're not in a position to be able to forgive you having to pay your taxes. But to delay it long enough for you to get some stimulus money or unemployment insurance, if you're waiting for that, then you're in a better position in 2.5 months. In the same way that, you know, we're delayed paying our federal and our state taxes now until July 15th. It doesn't mean we don't owe it, but it does mean that we have a little more time to catch our breath.
All right. And I did see a news headline this morning. Maybe you can explain it to me about the Wyndham Hotels in Westchester that the county has put some residents there.
Well, we've had a couple of different situations where we've had to contract with certain properties to house people who are COVID positive who can't isolate in place. You know, when you think of somebody isolating in a private home, you know, just stay in your home for the next 2 weeks. But for people who live in multifamily apartments, people who are in social services, it's not possible for them to do that. And if you don't isolate them, they're going to infect other people, and the contagion is going to spread. So for those people who fall into that category, whether they're homeless or whether they're, in a poverty situation, we've contracted with some locations to be able to house them, get them through the incubation period of this disease, and then hopefully they don't get sick, and then they can resume life in about 2 weeks. And that's the standard for everybody, whether you're rich or poor. But those who have the resources can do it more easily than those that don't.
George Latimer, the county executive of Westchester. Will the Westchester County Center temporary hospital with all the tents and all the construction inside the county center actually be used, or will there never actually be patients in there?
Well, you know, Mike, that's a good question that isn't answerable until we see what the situation is, you know, outside of Westchester. Right now, Westchester hospitals have enough capacity to handle the number of people that have been hospitalized. I think everybody was afraid that we were going to see what we saw on television from Italy and China, that there was just an overrun of the hospital system, we didn't have enough beds and so forth. And if you project the fact that we have 25,000 positive cases in Westchester and even more on the island and even more than that in the city, you would have expected that at a 20% hospitalization rate, we would have been overflowing at the hospital. So Governor Cuomo did what was prudent. You know, you plan for the worst. You plan for the worst thing happening. And so we weren't going to be having any events in the county center anyway because of the shutdown. So we turned the we turned the center over to the state, and they brought in the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, so it's not local property tax dollars that went into the construction of it. Now, they have 110 rooms ready to go. If the overflow needs don't require those hospital beds to be used, at some point in time, they'll deconstruct it. But, you know, we also hear stuff about a second wave that may come, and I don't know. All I know is that, you know, the hospital beds that are there will be used by people if they're needed. And maybe Rockland has the need. Maybe Orange County has the need, not Westchester. Doesn't matter. If a person is sick from anywhere in the valley or coming out of the city, then at least they have available beds. But they're there as a backup, and I assume that's how they'll operate until, you know, we see something worse. Me personally, you personally, we don't want to see this overflow, you know. Better that they don't get that sick, but at least it's there if they do.
Okay. 722, Mike and Casey talking to Westchester County Executive George Latimer. Mike mentioned the other day that the Westchester Parks Department, there may be a glimmer of hope with bicycle Sundays. What do you know of this?
You know, there's two decisions we've made this week that we think are prudent decisions, but they also allow for some additional recreation. One of them is that we intend to open Bicycle Sunday as planned in the first weekend of May. That is a great fun event. People will go up and down. We close off the Bronx River Parkway from Bronxville to White Plains on a Sunday morning into the early part of Sunday afternoon. And families, individuals can go out and just bicycle. The parkway is open. No cars, just you and your bicycle. And it's a lot of fun. And it's a tradition that's going on over 25 years. We believe that bicycling is a socially distanced activity. You don't, you know, you don't ride, you know, you can ride next to somebody, but you don't have to ride next to them. It's basically you and the bicycle. And, you know, when you have families that are together, well, they're together anyway. So we think that that's an acceptable recreation that we can handle. And we talked before about how it's unlikely until things get better we could open a swimming pool. Because a swimming pool, people cheat to jowl or on a beach on a hot day. But a bicycle, we think we can work it out. So we're going to continue. And we're going to start out and plan it. Now, we're also going to have people out there to manage social distancing. And if it gets out of control and we can't handle it and people are too close to each other, they won't, you know, they won't modify behavior, then we would have to shut it down. But I'm not thinking in those terms unless things are a problem. And it's under the same basis by which we've reopened two of our six public golf courses this weekend, up in Mohansick in Yorktown and the Hudson Hills in Ossining. Golf is naturally a socially distancing event. I mean, Mike, you know, I'm not a golfer. If you are, I don't know. But I don't get close to you when you're teeing off, and I don't get close to you on the green when you're putting. So to the extent that some people love that as a recreation, we're going to reopen two of the courses, and then we're going to do the same thing as we're going to do with Bicycle Center. Keep an eye out, try to keep people socially distanced, and if they can do the recreation, then at least it's something that people can do outside the house if they're able to go outside. Because right now, the lockdown of the society makes it very, very difficult. There are mental health issues that come when you're locked down for too long a period of time. So some things you can't do, some things you can do. We're trying to do the things that you can do.
All right. As far as my golf game, I haven't played in a while, but unless there were a lot of people in the woods, there would be no problem with social distancing.
I used to tell my friends I was much more likely to get Lyme disease hitting my ball out of the
weeds. And finally, coming up at 8:45, we're talking with Chef Peter Kelly. We're trying to do our part. What would you like to order for takeout? Because I know his restaurant, you can order it and then just pick it up.
Everything Peter does is great. I'm fans of Bully Boy over in Rockland County, fans of him at X2O and Yonkers on the pier. He's a great guy, and he's a very charitable guy, so we're very happy that he's doing what he's doing. I'll listen for the interview. It'll be a lot of fun.
All right. Thank you again for your time, sir, and we appreciate the positive news. And George Latimer is the Westchester County Executive. He's been with us multiple times, and we thank you again.
My pleasure, Mike. My pleasure, Casey. Have a wonderful day, and stay safe.
You too. It's 725 at 100.7 WHUD.
And it's time for the WHUD Mercedes-Benz of White Plains traffic update.